fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 15th day of January, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcasting begins at Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show. And my show begins with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The perfect tip today is to make sure your backup power is ready to go. These are dangerously cold temperatures in much of the country, including where I am, where it's right at minus 7 degrees or so. And just make sure that backup power is ready to go, and you'll be very glad you did. All right. Andrew has a day off this morning. I got a text into Stephen the Star to see if he can join us, but he hasn't joined us yet. We will proceed with open lines at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Reading a headline here at Daily Mail. That's a British news publication, dailymail.com. The author is Stephen Lepore. The date is today's date, the 15th of January. Here's the headline. U.S. fighter jet shoots down an anti-ship cruise missile targeting a destroyer in the Red Sea as Houthi rebels pose with rocket launchers and machine guns as they hit back at America for bombing Yemen targets. Well, if you attack international shipping, you're going to get a really bad wake-up call. International shipping is protected by a number of countries, not only the United States, but Russia and China, England, France. Many countries help protect the international shipping lines. Here's some details here. A U.S. fighter jet blasted a Houthi cruise missile out of the sky over the Red Sea before it was able to hit its target, the USS Lebon, on Sunday, in the latest escalation in violence in the region following a series of drone strikes from Western forces. So, I don't know if this was a real attack in terms of what they were trying to accomplish, or whether it was practice run to test our resources and test our ability to respond. I don't know what the resources, the Houthi, I'm not sure how to say this, Houthi rebels are, what they're capable of, how many cruise missiles they have. But if they have enough cruise missiles, and that would be maybe 50 or more, they could probably overwhelm the ability of the U.S. Navy to shoot them down if they shoot, maybe two dozen at the very same time. I don't know, but that would be something that I'm sure the Houthi rebel leadership is certainly considering, is how do we get past the U.S. Navy forces to destroy a U.S. Navy warship. If they are successful, I pray to Lord, through our Lord Jesus, they won't be successful. The response could and should be overwhelming destruction of anything and everything they've got to hurt people with. That's what needs to happen. Hopefully it won't happen, but that's the direction it's going right now is not a good direction. And we shall see. We shall see. Well, this new year is into its third week already. Today's the beginning of the third week of January 2024. The Iowa caucuses, I believe, take place today. There's no doubt in my mind that President Trump will win the Iowa caucuses, given free and fair elections. Well, actually, it's not an election. Caucuses are not elections. The caucuses take place with everybody's in one room at one time, and there's a count of the people that vote for each candidate. You hear a motor sound. That's my nephew out there with a leaf blower blowing the snow off the sidewalk and off the driveway so that when the workers arrived, they won't be slipping and sliding on the snow and ice. We have maybe half an inch here of snow. Not a big deal, but he's dealing with it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a couple more primaries coming up there in the Northeast very quickly. Governor Chris Christie dropped out. Thank goodness he was really an outlier. His only message was, don't like President Trump. He had no message. He really didn't. What a guy. The two candidates that have the best ratings after President Trump, they're not going to do anything. They simply aren't. It's not. Nothing's going to happen with these Nikki Haley and the governor of Florida. They're not going to do any good. And it leaves us President Trump, doesn't it? I wish I could fully support President Trump as I did prior to Operation Warp Speed, prior to his refusing to go public with why he supported Operation Warp Speed, despite the widespread knowledge that all the COVID vaccinations are poison. They're designed and meant to kill and hurt people, and which is exactly what they're doing. I've mentioned this before, but not everybody heard this, that Cliff High came out about a year ago with a possibility that President Trump was sponsored Operation Warp Speed in order to avoid a 10-year lockdown. Now, that had legs. That had something that was viable. That had something that could have the ring of truth to it on one hand. On the other, President Trump did not come out and publicly state that that's why he supported Operation Warp Speed. So here we are, the third week of January 2024, with President Donald Trump taking pride and responsibility for being a complicit, important part of the worst crime in human history. I can't get past that. I really can't. As much as I like the guy, as much as I like pretty much almost everything he did as president, appointing conservative judges, the positive things he did for the military, the absolutely positive things he did for the economy. can't get past that and give the man the support I used to at one time. I was a huge, huge Trump supporter. So where does that leave us? The third week of January 2024 leaves us with local and state elections. More and more we have state officials, about 19 or 20 states, that have understood and come to the realization that it's up to them to protect the people in their states. I don't know what's going on with Governor Abbott, but he finally got the guts, the gumption to really shut down the border. It's about several million people too late, but at least he's doing it now. Having the Texas National Guard, what they should have been doing the last 3 years, which is absolutely shutting down that border. And other governors, my governor, he's a lame duck, appointed governor. He was not elected. He's doing the right things for the right reasons, thank goodness. And we have a number of other governors doing the same thing. Ron DeSantis, I don't know why he decided to run for president, but he's been doing a great job as governor down there. Excellent job. And I'd love to see him continue doing that great job for a number of more years. And we're looking at what I'm advocating is people get active at the local level, at the city level, at the county level, at the state level, to save the republic. That's what needs to happen. I'm working with my friend Cindy. She'll be back with us tomorrow, Cindy Smith, to get details on what's going on in Missouri to advocate having paper ballots, one-day voting, paper ballots with a carbon copy, one-day voting, no mail-in ballots, and these paper ballots counted at the precinct level. Sounds old-fashioned? Well, it is, on one hand. On the other, the way it's supposed to happen is, at least in my county, I can't speak for other counties, is every polling place has two Republicans and two Democrats working as poll workers, plus the possibility for registered poll watchers to be there just standing aside and making sure, as observers, as registered and trained poll watchers, that everything's going the way it should go. That's what needs to happen in every precinct of every county in the United States. There's more than 3,300 counties. I don't know how many precincts, thousands, obviously, many thousands. It's old-fashioned, yes. It's burdensome, yes. It's also the best way to guarantee free and fair elections. We can do this. Now, going back to local elections, we have city councils, school boards, county officials, county judges, all of whom are elected, county sheriffs in most of the counties. The position of county sheriff is incredibly important. Our opposition knows this. They're very fearful of conservative Christian patriot sheriffs. They really are. Now, there's two kinds of sheriffs. There's elected sheriffs and appointed. The elected sheriffs, for the most part, retain their traditional authority as the top law enforcement official in whatever county it might be. Appointed sheriffs may or may not have that authority. Typically, they do not. But the majority of sheriffs in the country are still elected. If the FBI comes into a county, like they did down in Waco, Texas, I don't know the details, but if that sheriff had been an elected sheriff down there in Waco, he could have ordered the FBI and the ATF to leave the county. That was his authority if he was an elected sheriff with the traditional authority of elected sheriffs. Clearly, that did not happen, unfortunately, and the FBI murdered all those innocent men, women, and children in Waco, Texas. Burned them alive. There was any number of ways to peacefully end that. Of course, it never should have happened in the first place. The whole thing was preposterous and out of control from the very get-go. Might be a time to maybe give a short rendition of what went down there. The Branch Davidian Church was about 80 to 100 men, women, and children, living their lives outside of Waco, Texas. They did not have a compound, by the way. A compound needs either a strong, tall fence or a wall to be a compound. It was not a compound. It was an assortment, a collection of buildings they built themselves, living their lives and peacefully. There had been some allegations made against David Koresh, the local sheriff investigator's allegations finally weren't true, and that was the end of that. So one day, a delivery driver, I don't know if it was UPS or FedEx, it doesn't matter what company it was delivering a box, and the box split open. The box was paperweights that looked like hand grenades. Paperweights that are routinely sold in gun shops and gun sales and all over the country with no problem at all. They're just cast iron paperweights is all they are. Well, this driver became alarmed because he didn't know what he was looking at. He thought they were real hand grenades. Because of his ignorance, he reported this to authorities. That began the involvement of the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives People, ATFE. They set up surveillance on the church, and they heard what they thought was automatic weapons fire, which was not. There's little devices openly sold in gun shops all over the country, at gun shows all over the country, that simulate automatic weapons fire on a semi-automatic rifle or pistol. And they're harmless. They're legal. There's no paperwork involved. They're openly sold all the time with no paperwork at all. And they thought they were hearing automatic weapons, which they weren't. Well, with that, they thought they had the evidence to do a dynamic entry. A lot of things came together at the same time. What was also happening about the same time was their request for funding before the House of Representatives, before Congress, was about to come up. And they decided that they needed a spectacular video graphic presentation of how good they were at apprehending criminals and seizing illegal firearms. So they had not one but two TV crews with this raiding party to do what's called a dynamic entry. They had all these guys dressed up like ninja warriors in these cattle trailers covered up with canvas so they would be hidden. And they approached the Branch Davidian Church, the main structure. They jumped out, and without even knocking on the door, they began shooting at the door while the video cameras were rolling, recording all this for posterity. Well, men at the church instantly knew they were under attack. They didn't know why, and they armed themselves and started shooting back, as well they should have. While in the meantime, they're calling the sheriff's department for help. That's how the whole thing began. So several lives were lost that day. David Koresh was mortally wounded. He lived for I don't know how many days before he finally died, being mortally wounded. Four of the ATF troopers were shot to death. And if I miss a detail here and there, excuse me, that began the standoff which lasted more than 50 days. Government set up a perimeter, a really big perimeter, about a mile or so around the place. The very powerful cameras, the TV stations, were able to hoist up their cameras high enough and were powerful enough to get not the best images, but good images of what was going on. And it became a matter of national attention all those weeks. There could have and should have been a peaceful end to this. That's what should have happened. Several men who had jobs were murdered as they were attempting to get back to their families during the standoff. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there that will help you with understanding the world we live in, and products that will help you achieve your goals, especially if your goals are health and wellness. I have energy cleaners in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Mattress pads in stock, ready for immediate shipment to take care of your needs. If you have pain issues and sleep issues, check them out at thelibertyman.com. All right, last week I promised I would get a PDF up to help people. It would be a sample letter, boilerplate letter people could take and modify to suit their own needs, to approach their county sheriff and have make a criminal complaint against Anthony Fauci, the National Institute of Health, and so forth. It's a bit more. I bit off a bit more than I can chew in just a couple of days, so I will get this done. I'm not going to promise a finish date, but I'm going to look at Dr. Horowitz's work, and he has something there I can take and I think I can modify to meet most people's situations. So just as this moves forward, we'll keep people updated. All right, we had an election in Taiwan in the last couple of days. The candidate that the Communist Chinese did not want to be elected was the guy who got elected. There's a lot of speculation whether this will push the Communist Chinese closer to wanting to invade Taiwan. They basically said that they would. A very dangerous territory here, to say the least. But Communist China has been actively preparing for war for well more than a year. And since they are a secret society, we don't know how well prepared they are. We don't know how well prepared they need to be before they think they're ready to go to war. But just need to keep that in mind. We got our first caller here. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Yeah, in reference to Waco.
Yes, sir.
I went there the year they had that memorial the year after, 1 year later. And I was looking for it there. I asked one of the neighbors where it was. And the neighbor goes, "Well, those are the best neighbors I ever had." It was something.
Yeah.
Then we went there. That judge was there, Ramsey, Supreme Court judge, retired.
Right.
And the ground, the people that Waco, the Branch Davidians, seemed like decent people, nice people.
They were.
That survived. Yeah. But the ground was completely turned over. They like must have bulldozed the whole thing. There was a bus there that was just absolutely riddled with bullets. I mean, thousands of holes in it.
Right.
And so they.
And
awful the thing.
The two commercial steel doors that were shot up by the ATF are still missing. Of course, I'm going to say something that's a bit facetious here, Scott. The first thing any man or woman learns at a police academy is the first thing you do at a crime scene after a crime has been committed is destroy the crime scene, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they did.
And that's what they did. They destroyed the crime scene. Within hours, they had the bulldozers in there destroying the crime scene.
Yeah, it was pretty... Well, they burning Christians alive.
That's exactly what happened.
You know, in the Patriot movie, you know, with Mel Gibson, had the
Christians church.
In the church, yeah. And they burned it. Well, apparently the British actually did do it, but that's what I think he put in there because that's what happened at Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mel Gibson.
Yesterday, Oklahoma City blew up. The day of that memorial, they were blaming the Branch Davidians initially for it. It's like
blaming Saddam Hussein for 9/11/01, isn't it?
Yeah. Same thing. It's just we're in big trouble.
We are. Okay, Scott.
People.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you. I'm rambling.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. Call number is 512-248-8252. What's going on with China is something that nothing that we can do about it, on one hand. On the other, we need to be paying attention. We do have treaties with Taiwan to defend them, to be their big brother. Distance between mainland China and Taiwan is about 70 miles, if I recall correctly. It's called the Straits of Taiwan. And we've known that for well more than a year that very serious wartime preparations are being made by the Communist Chinese. Getting ready to go to war with who? Taiwan, United States, Japan, South Korea, Philippines. Well, we're the main target, obviously. The level of preparation they're making is far beyond what it would take to invade Taiwan successfully, far beyond what it would take to attack Japan. Now, they're getting ready to take on the big boys. That's us. And, of course, they got their guy in the White House. How good is that? The enemy has their man in the White House. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Nahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My website's undergone exciting changes the last year. My wife, Jane, has been very helpful in making suggestions, and she created the new logo we've got there. Beautiful logo, very outstanding. New photographs posted there, ranging from 20-year-old John Moore to current photographs. And products that will help you achieve your goals. We have the COVID panel now, the top row of panels on the right side. And he keeps saying this because we always have new listeners. What we're witnessing, what we're experiencing, is the worst crime in human history. That is not a flippant statement. It's a true statement. The release of these COVID-19 vaccination clot shots is, in fact, the worst crime in human history. We have over 230 links to articles, written articles, and videos, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. How many men and women on this planet have the expertise to be working at that level? Not very many. A few dozen, maybe 100 or so, I don't know. Dr. Yaden says the following, that the intended purpose, not side effects, the intended effects of all the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots are to kill and hurt people. That's very serious testimony. Very serious. We have Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, now saying that Anthony Fauci should be arrested and charged with felonies. Very serious. Very serious. And, of course, Prox will help you. I know I'm proud to say I represent the LifeWave product line. I'm using them myself, and I'm getting some great results to help me achieve my goals. And, of course, energy cleaners, as always, my home business. When you place your order for your energy cleaner, I personally box it up. I take it to Little Country Post Office at Cherry Hill, Missouri, which has also now become a destination restaurant where you can get an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet on Friday evenings, and I ship them out through the Postal Service. Details on for your energy cleaner, a mattress pad that goes with it at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. We have another caller on hold. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, John. I hope Miss Moore, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, is doing better today.
She actually is doing better. Thank you for asking, sir.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to make a couple of comments about one stock. I guess I'll start with the elections over there in Taiwan. They got the person that you were talking about, the one who was the majority, I guess it was, but they actually lost grounds on that, because even though he wants to stay separate from Taiwan, they went from 57% of the vote down to 40%, and they lost the parliament vote over there, so he's lost 135 seats in the parliament, which was, they were electing the parliament at the same time, which what it means is basically they're going to have follow a kind of a middle road as to their approach with Taiwan. So it's not like it's a overwhelming victory for the anti-Chinese, coalition over there. It's kind
anti-communist,
of a middle of the road
anti-communist, right. Go ahead.
Yeah. The other thing is that the Houthis, from what I understand, have declared, they're saying they're going to go to war declared war against England and the United States, I think.
Well,
which I don't know what that means, but
it would be like East St. Louis declaring war against the United States. I mean, what's the point?
Well, not really, though, because they're backed by Iran. The Houthis, they're in Yemen, but
they got logistics supplied by Iran. That's true. It's a small area, not that many people compared to the size of the United States and England's military resources. They'll be smashed like a bug is what will happen.
Yeah, it's more throwing more logs on the fire as far as I see it.
It is that, but that's the leadership of these Houthis is foolish to be doing that kind of declaration.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I mean, I thought they're doing this, though, because of what's going on in Gaza, right? This was the original reason.
The smart things for the Houthis to do would be to surrender in about 4 weeks, and we go in and rebuild the whole country, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's all in how you look at it. Like I said, I see it as just throwing more sticks and logs onto the fire, heating things up.
Charlie, isn't that what we do every time we win a war? The loser gets to get their country rebuilt. Isn't that what we do?
Yeah, and we fund it too. See,
of course.
Yeah. Anyway, wasn't that Janet Napolitano that was behind all that Waco stuff?
Right. Butch. Yeah.
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 Right.
She was the head of the Department of Justice at the time. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a real winner, boy. All right. Anyway, that's all I wanted to comment on. I just thought I'd toss in my 2 cents there.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Do a segue here. Hertz Rent-A-Car is selling 20,000. Of their 50,000 electric vehicles, focusing on the Teslas. It's the reason they're selling them is not what you might think. The reason they're selling them is the repair costs are twice what they are for a gas-powered vehicle. And their business model simply can't absorb that kind of extra expense. When it comes to the average consumer, though, I don't make very many predictions, but I want to predict this. By the end of this calendar year, 2024, Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors will have shut down all production of electric vehicles. That's my belief. That's my prediction. This is the wrong solution for a non-existent problem. I found it rather ironic, and in much of the country, including my part of the country, these electric vehicles are powered by coal. So how does it make the planet greener to run a vehicle on coal instead of gasoline? It's totally confusing to me. How many people have the luxury of time to stop for half an hour or an hour to get their vehicle recharged when they need it? The only electric charging station I know anywhere in my neighborhood is in the Walmart Supercenter in Sullivan, Missouri. They've got four or five of these things set up on the parking lot. And several times I've been there with my wife a couple of times, and we'll stop. I'll park near it so I can see the vehicles getting their charge. We'll go in, and half an hour later we come out. The same vehicles still parked there waiting to get their juice filled up. Most Americans I know don't have that luxury of time to be spending getting a vehicle charged up with electricity. It's wrong on the face of it. Now, my friend Chance down there, Simply Clean Foods, he's got a different situation. He's got the wherewithal to charge up his F-150 Lightning Ford electric pickup truck in-house. He's got solar power that can charge it up. It doesn't cost him anything except the expense of having it set up in the first place, which most normal human beings don't have that kind of financial wherewithal. To set up a proper charging station in your home is more money than most Americans would care to dish out to charge up their vehicle. And most of us who've owned vehicles for any period of time, 10 or more years, we get used to buying a vehicle, using it until we decide it's time to get something different, and selling it and getting some value out of that vehicle when it's sold on the used market. That's not going to be the case for these electric vehicles. Most people buying a used vehicle are looking for a way to save money. And when these batteries wear out, you're talking about enough money to buy a fairly decent used car just to replace the battery. Who's going to do that? Nobody I know. Why would you do such a thing? Of course, this winter, as we move through the winter, we're going to see more and more stories about the failure of electric vehicles when it gets below zero. Will people die? I don't know. I hope not. But I see that as a distinct possibility. Somebody isn't paying attention. They take off for what should be a short trip. They get stuck in the snow, and the electric vehicle runs out of juice, and they freeze to death. I can easily see that happening. Easily, unfortunately. I was telling my wife the other day about taking my former wife, Dr. Moore, and her mother through the Rocky Mountains early in the fall, but late enough that there was snow. And we had a compact four-wheel drive, compact front-wheel drive four-door sedan. And we didn't get stuck or have any issues, but it was scary. The snow and storms in those mountains can really be scary. And I told Dr. Moore, I said, we're not doing this again, ever. There was an event we wanted to get up to see my grandchildren. And we got there and back okay. But I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, until you've been through a snowstorm in these mountains, you really don't know what a snowstorm is. it comes down faster than the trucks can keep it cleared, the snow plows. It's a mess. The men and women who drive these 18-wheelers through those mountains in the snow, God bless them. They're trying their best to make a living and deliver the things we need to stay alive. On one hand, on the other, it's a dangerous, tough way to make a living. It really is. And God bless them for doing so. So we have this new year ahead of us. Lots of opportunities. Lots of things that we need to be concerned about. And lots of things to be grateful for. I got a call from one of my listeners the other day. He's just scared to death about the way directions things are going. He's thinking about immigrating, going to another country. I thought about that years ago. When South Africa was, before it became communist, that would have been a great destination. It's not anymore. Australia, before they got taken over by the socialists and communists, that would have been a great place. New Zealand, same thing. Although New Zealand looks like it might be turning around. I think the people there have had enough of the socialists. We shall see. But I there's no place I want to immigrate to. Not really. No, not really. I'm going to stick it out here in the United States and make my stand here and do everything I can to help my neighborhood, my county, my state be safe. And if it comes down to it, self-sufficient. If we need to fight the communists, we'll fight. We'll do what we got to do to preserve our freedom, to preserve our liberty. And that's just the way it is, at least for me and most people I know. I know many of our listeners feel the same way. So, as the old saying goes, in time of peace, prepare for war. The more prepared you are before anything starts, the better off you're going to be. So what does that look like? That means training. As I said many times in the past, whether your group is 6 or 600, two skills you'll need the most and be in the shortest supply are the following skills: first aid, CPR skills, and ham radio skills. You get a group of 6 adults or 600 adults, you're going to have lots of skills, many of them very worthwhile on one hand. On the other, as I said a moment ago, those two skills will be in the biggest demand and shortest supply: ham radio skills and first aid CPR, especially ham radio. Most groups of any size, you're going to have nurses, retired and active duty, maybe a doctor, maybe a dentist, maybe a paramedic or two. The first aid medical skills are a lot more common than the ham radio skills are. I know in nearby Viburn, Missouri, we had 2 ham radio operators. One of them is since deceased, leaving 1 ham operator that I'm aware of. And he's a great guy, very knowledgeable. But having more ham radio people would certainly be helpful in any community. So if you haven't looked into it recently, I suggest you look into becoming a licensed ham radio operator. Get the knowledge, get the training, get the experience, and get the equipment that goes with it. Using ham radio is quite a bit more complex than using a cell phone. Trust me, it is. There's a lot to learn. And anybody can do it. We routinely have 8 and 9 year old boys and girls are passing their ham radio license test. One technician I work with, great guy, he took every ham license examination there was in one evening and passed them all in one evening. He's a great guy, Motorola trained, just like Tom Berryhill is Motorola trained, and a great guy and does great work. So the time to prepare is now. Don't delay. Most of us have some discretionary time in the winter because our outdoor activities are curtailed. A great time to be studying for a ham radio license. A great time to be signing up for that first aid class, that CPR class. Get that training now while you can't get out and do the fun things you like to do outside. That would be a smart thing to do, don't you think? I believe so. And you'd be very glad you did. I know the one that's I sponsored training for about 8 years of that nature in Viburnum, Missouri. One of my students, he took the CPR class, and only a few weeks later, he was at a family event, and his aunt passed out on the floor, wasn't breathing, her heart wasn't beating, and he did CPR and saved her life. They barely knew each other before that happened, but they've become great friends since. And the aunt was so grateful that she helped him get employment that he needed desperately. It's your last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a caller on hold here. We got David in California, where it's not quite 6 a.m. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, hi. I remember a few weeks ago you mentioned
as far as Israel goes, with the so-called vaccinations, there was what do you call it? The saline was for the
saline solution. Yeah, right.
And the other ones, the real poison was for the other.
Sephardic Jews. Sephardic Jews. There's two groups of Jewish men and women. The real Jewish men and women who are the bloodline of Moses and Abraham, they're called the Sephardic Jews. And there's a make-believe Jews from Southern Europe who have no connection to the bloodline of Moses and Abraham, the Khazarians. Go ahead, Charlie. Yeah. David, excuse me, David. Yeah.
Well, I was wondering if you could follow up what you're allowed to say or what you know about it. How do you know that happened? Because I heard that before, so I already believe that. Then when you said it, I trust your. I mean, you have way more capabilities than.
Okay, well, David, my source is Steve Ben-Noon. He is a Sephardic Jew, and he'll be on with us tomorrow. He has these connections in Israel, and my information comes from Stephen Ben-Noon, and you're
how
welcome
you
to talk to him.
How do you spell John?
Say again?
How do you spell the last name? Steve who?
It's capital B-E-N, capital N-U-N.
N-U-N, okay. Oh, thanks for telling me. He'll be on tomorrow at the second hour, first hour?
Yeah, he'll be on most of the show tomorrow, but the Tuesday morning roundtable, the second and third hour, is when we take those kind of questions.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Anything else you can say about that? Okay, thank you, John.
Nothing new. I don't know what you've heard, but before the attack of the Gazan terrorists on Israel, there was a lot of anger between the Khazarian Jews and the real Jews. The real Jews are very upset that they're being poisoned by the make believe Jews, and a lot of anger between these two groups, to say the least.
In my information from going way back, I think the book was written in the 70s by Jack Bernstein, was he lived there as an American Jew from New York, and he had a wife that was a Sephardic, I believe, from Iraq, a Sephardic Jew, and they lived in Israel, I don't know what town, but he realized that the Akhenazi was running the show. They had first... Like the Sephardics were like second class citizens or something like that.
That's pretty much the way it is. You're right. Yep.
Okay.
That's how they're able to pull this off. Okay, David, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Here's our top of the hour break. We're back with Firearms Monday. Stay tuned.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle